at the International Poultry Expo. I'm visiting with John Starkey. And John, first of all, I'm just glad I've had the opportunity to come back this year. Thanks to our sponsor, Novus. Really appreciate their support. This show looks, you know, from an observing standpoint, like it's strong in terms of attendance, and certainly the trade show halls are filled. As I interviewed Charlie earlier, more educational programming. How would you describe the show now that we're getting towards the end in terms of the participation, the mood of the attendees, and all that?
It's been a great show for us. We're just very happy, very pleased with the results. We've had strong attendance. We're going to end up between 20 and 21,000 attendees. We had about 900 exhibitors, so that's about as many as last year. And frankly, just to hold on to what we had a year ago in the economic climate, the difficult year that many in the poultry industry had makes us very, very pleased. So we're very happy with the results. And I think Charlie was, when you talked to Charlie, that he hit the nail on the head. The educational programs, we had an excellent turnout for our executive conference. It brought a lot of key leaders from the industry together to look forward into the industry. And then those folks afterwards go out on the trade show floor, and that makes our exhibitors happy, and that makes the whole thing work.
It just sounds like things kind of all came together, including beautiful weather for the show this year.
Boy, we did get lucky there. You know, I don't know how many times you've come to the show, but occasionally in January we might get some ice and snow, but we'll take 65 degrees and sunny weather.
How about from the international attendee side? Strong again this year. You know, how did that portion of your attendance come out?
I haven't seen the actual breakouts yet on international, but you know, the pre-reg certainly looked about typical for us, and that's just under 25% of our attendance comes from outside the country, 110 countries around the world. Latin America remains our strongest draw. Canada's our biggest individual country, but Latin America is our strongest region of the world, and actually is more than Canada. In total. So, you know, and we're very grateful for the continuing support we get from that that area. And our exhibitors appreciate that because there's a lot of growth in the Latin American poultry industry, and it gives a good location for the Latin Americans to come up, view the latest equipment, technology, and services, and then going back and install it.
Announcement was made that starting, I believe, next year, AMI, American Meat Institute, will hold its trade show and conference co-located here. Tell me what that means for the facility and the folks coming here.
It's great news. It's something that's been talked about for a long, long time, and for a variety of reasons, this was the right, you know, right time for it to happen. It's going to mean a bigger trade show floor. It's going to be more attendees. We'll have another 7,000 or 8,000 attendees here. We'll have another 50 or 60 or 70 or maybe more 1,000 square feet. On top of what's already out there. You know, AMI has done a very good job on the further processing, second and third processing type exhibitors, and so we're looking forward to having a stronger representation in that market segment. And I think the other thing is a couple thoughts. All three organizations are industry organizations that the net revenues from the show go back to support the industry. So, you know, it's good to bring all that together in one place where the member companies supporting us only have one trade show they need to support and see their vendors. So that works out on both sides of the equation. The other side of that is that all three trade organizations have a history of tremendous educational offerings, and we're looking forward to how the AMI educational programs can complement what we put together and make it an even better experience for the attendee.
I've always thought that Poultry Expo, or the combined show here, was one of the largest in the country. This edition, I think, puts it kind of like right up in the top level of shows of all industries, right?
That's correct. The last ranking of our show, the IPE-IFE, was about number 68 in the country. This will put us into the top 50 shows and probably in that 42 to 43 range. So, and that size in itself brings an energy to a show and is a draw because folks know who are connected to any of our industries that if there's something they want to look at, they can see it here.
Well, I'm hoping that I will have the opportunity to be here. Probably plan to spend a little extra time because of the addition of all the extra activities. One last thing I just wanted to touch on. I know that you have a very varied membership organizationally, but just because there's been some talk about this, some proposed legislation that is supported by HSUS, not known to be necessarily real friendly to production agriculture, and also United Egg Producers. I don't think you have an official stand, but just any comment you might make on in regards to that, since that's kind of a hot button topic right now.
Well, fortunately, one of the things that I'm blessed with is we are not a political trade organization. That's not part of our mission, is not to lobby. That, you know, NCC, National Turkey Federation, United Egg Producers do that and do that very well. So that's not our mission. But I'll be honest. I mean, we have members on both sides of that issue. One can understand from an egg producer's standpoint wanting to have some certainty about their business going forward. On the other side of the equation, I think it's easy to appreciate that many of our members feel that there's way too much regulation currently and don't want to invite any additional regulation at the farm level. So, but again, I'm very blessed that we don't have to take a position on it.
That is a good position to be in, I'll tell you. Because, you know, when you talk about regulations, there another one right now is the proposed child labor laws as it relates to agriculture and the changes potentially coming there from a regulatory standpoint. A lot hitting anybody in the ag industry these days. Any other last thoughts on this year's show before we close?
No, we just we think 12 has closed out very, very nicely for us, just to emphasize how excited we are to bring AMI into the show and the tremendous value that's going to add to the attendee and the exhibitor and to the industry.
Sure look forward to it. Thank you very much, John Starkey. We've been visiting here at the 2012 International Poultry Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.